with first money she earned from her first job. We've got some that the kids have crafted. We've got them from many countries, Thailand, Cambodia, Kyrgyzstan, Israel, Germany, and probably a whole, and probably China, where half of them are made too. But anyway, they're beautiful and they're intricate pieces of art, which are fun to have and look at and see. But actually, the real beauty is what they represent. You see, a nativity isn't just some kind of a folk art or human figures and animals and maybe an angel. No, they're designated, they're designed to actually tell a story. The story of the most wonderful birth on earth. The birth of Jesus, the Messiah, the God-man, the Savior of the world. In fact, the word nativity actually means birth. And what's most, you know, it's most likely, I'm sure, that not all of the people and the figures that are in a nativity set were actually there at the exact same time. But yet, it's still wonderful because a nativity set tells the whole big story. And each character, as they tell their story, also point to Jesus. And of course, Jesus is the reason why we have Christmas itself. Well, for just a few minutes, I'd like to share with you a few things that the makers of the skit guys had some insights that I borrowed from, and we're going to take a look at the Magi and the shepherds, Joseph and Mary, and see how well they represent Jesus in the Nativity. Well, the first thing is just like the Magi or the wise men, Jesus made a long journey bringing precious gifts. It's thought that the Magi may have traveled 900 miles, at least if that would have been by the crow flies if they were in Babylon. And that was just to bring the gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. You know, that seems like a long journey, especially by foot or camel. Probably even longer by camel. Oh, man. If it's anything like riding a donkey, it's rough. But that pales in comparison to the journey that Jesus made. John 1:14, we're told, the Word became flesh, made His dwelling among us. We've seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The opening lines of his gospel tell us that Jesus came from heaven above down to this earth. He left the glories of heaven to be with us. And the Bible tells us that God loved the world so much he gave his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. The gift that he gave was his Son, Jesus. And he made this longest journey possible to bring the greatest gift. When we think about the wise men, they traveled a long ways to give material gifts, but also their gift of worship. Jesus traveled even farther to give the best gift ever. Well, the second set of nativity features we find are the shepherds. And like the shepherds, Jesus proclaims the good news for everyone. The shepherds had had a busy night. They were out in their fields working when all of a sudden the angel appeared and said, "Fear not, behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Tent is not just for Jews, but for all people. And we read in Luke that afterwards, as they left the manger, they went around and shared the word concerning what they'd been told about this child. They heard the good news from the angel. Then they go see the good news, Jesus, and then they go and tell everyone the good news about what they had seen and heard. This is really amazing. But not only are the shepherds good news sharers, but so is Jesus, of course. Luke 4 mentions how at daybreak once Jesus went out to a solitary place. And the people were looking for him. And when they came to him where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom to the other towns also, because that's why I was sent." And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. I love, he says, "I must keep proclaiming the good news." The good news is people, even with their sin, can be forgiven if they look to him. That's why God sent the Savior. It's interesting, too. He made that journey not to judge people or make sure they followed the rules. In fact, we're told clearly, John 3:17, he didn't come to condemn the world, but to save the world. And that's the offer he offers to us, that we can be saved. He came as a gift, and he shared the good news, just like the shepherds did. And of course, the shepherds were sharing about him. Then also we have Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, and he chose mercy over the law. He's kind of an overlooked character. He's in every manger scene, and he's kind of quietly watching. Sometimes the babe's in the manger, sometimes Mary's holding him. And we don't really hear any more about Joseph after Luke chapter 2. But everything we read about him before that is positive. He was a righteous man. He was a good man. And he chose mercy over the law. The Gospel of Matthew tells us that he had found out that Mary was with child, and he knew he had nothing to do with it. And so he'd determined that he would divorce her quietly. He still obviously cared for her and didn't want to publicly shame her. But before he could do that, an angel appeared to him and said, Joseph, your wife's done nothing wrong. In fact, God has found favor with her. And said, take the child as your own and name him Jesus. Well, that's what Joseph did. He took, as an act of obedience, he chose mercy over the law. And then Jesus would grow up and he would show mercy too. On one occasion, he said to a Pharisee, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. The worst of folks can find mercy from God if they'll turn to him. Justice is getting what you deserve. Mercy's not getting what you deserve. And grace, of course, is getting what you don't deserve. Jesus is the ultimate man of mercy and grace. He'd show it and he'd teach it throughout his time on the planet. Of course, one of the last things Jesus said was when he was on the cross, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. In a sense, one of the last things he did was offered mercy. Well, Jesus made that long journey and to share of God's love and teach the world what mercy looked like. And lastly, with Mary, she chose God's will over her own. Before the Magi began their journey, before Joseph would know about it, and the shepherds would share the good news, Mary had to say yes to God. We read in Luke chapter 1 that after she was told what would happen, her response was this, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me according to your word. The angel tells her, you will have the Son of God and the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And she could have said, I don't think so. Forget it. This is going to be awkward. I'm about to get married. This interrupts my plans. No way. But no, what she did, which in a sense she said, your will be done, not mine. Well, Jesus knew all about that as well. He knew that what his job was to do God's will. He said in John 6, I've come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. He would teach his followers to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And there in the garden, he would also say, Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me. Yet not I will, but what you will. He chose God's will, just like Mary did. Like Jesus, we can do those things as well. Of course, the most important character in the story is why everyone gathered that day was the birth of Jesus. He is the good news. He's the mercy in the manger, and he's this perfect gift from God. I encourage you, be like the Good Samaritan whom Jesus said, go and do likewise. We're to imitate and emulate what Jesus did, of course, with his help. It means we can make a journey short or long to bring gifts to those in need. Maybe it's across the street. Maybe it's across town. Maybe we can walk across the aisle and offer someone forgiveness and help. We can share the good news that God loves you. I hope that when we see nativity scenes, and I love this, how it's lit and bright, that we can be stirred like that, like those shepherds to share the good news. And also that we will not just hoard up mercy, but we will share it with others. If Jesus can show mercy to those who nailed him to the cross, then with his help, we can show mercy to those around us. And also, I hope that we will look to him to do God's will above our own, even when it's hard. Jesus knows what that was like. And he certainly can empathize when we're struggling to do it. Well, don't forget, of course, the child in the manger. And he's to be the central focus. Who knew that nativity sets could tell us so much? Please join me as we close in prayer. Lord, thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you for seeing our need and coming to meet it. We do give you thanks. You are a wonderful God. In your name I pray, amen.